One of the most remarkable winning streaks in modern-day sports came to an end last night.
As the shot, or as the clock ticks down, they need the quick shot. Taurasi wide open for the three. No, off iron. Jessica Moore. What? Jessica Moore, the sophomore, travels with the basketball. And Villanova has won this game.
After winning 70 straight games, the University of Connecticut's women's basketball team lost for the first time since March 30th, 2001. The number one ranked Huskies were defeated 52-48 in the championship game of the Big East tournament by Villanova, ranked 18th. We caught up today with the coach of the victorious team, Harry Peretta, on a train to New York. He was more than happy to relive the excitement of last night's upset.
Well, I was, like, stunned. I turned to my associate head coach, and I said, did we really win? He says, yeah, Einstein. So I was shocked.
But your team had been in command of the game pretty much all the way through.
Well, not really. We had gotten down by 9 with about 8 minutes to go, and then we came back and took the lead with, like, 4 minutes to go.
So in that second half, when you're down by 9, are you thinking, well, we gave it a shot, but it's just not going to happen?
Actually, I did think that for, like, a minute or two. I said to myself, yeah, we played well. I mean, let's just try to finish it out, And then all of a sudden, we made a couple three-pointers, and we were right back in the game.
Coach Peretta, your team is known for having a mental game, a game where you sort of psych the other team out. What do you do?
We slow the ball down. We use the shot clock a lot, and we make you play 25, 27 seconds of defense, and hopefully you'll make a mistake, and then we'll get a good shot. So that's the way that we play. We make you have to play defense for a longer period of time.
I read something that your opposing coach, Coach Gino Auriemma from UConn, said, Villanova makes you think about what you have to do, and after a while you just get tired of thinking.
Yeah, I mean, we play a patient game, especially against them, because you can't really run up and down against them. So we tried to keep the game a very slow pace, and we tried to limit the shots at the basket.
What makes UConn so good?
Very good players and a very, very good coach, and they play together. They're unselfish, and when you put all those ingredients together, great things happen.
Did UConn have a particularly off night, do you think?
Yeah, they did not shoot the ball very well. And I told somebody afterwards, I said, when there's a gigantic upset, usually the team that gets upset, they have to not play well for you to beat them. And they did not play well. They played good defense like they always do, but they didn't play well on offense.
What was the locker room like after the game?
It was bedlam. I mean, kids were just going crazy. I mean, I've never seen our kids show that much emotion. Just screaming and yelling and jumping up and down, hugging each other and telling each other they couldn't believe it. It was amazing.
Well, good luck to you, Coach Peretta, and congratulations.
Thank you very much.
Harry Peretta is the coach of the Villanova women's basketball team, which ended the UConn Huskies' 70-game winning streak last night at the Rutgers Athletic Center in New Jersey.